Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of December, in the first week of Advent. His gate sings Advent song.
Rising sun, King of the nations, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Lord Jesus, come.
A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, the nursing child shall play over the whole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
This is a lovely reading. Just sit with it, mull it over, slowly drink it in. Perhaps you can savour this reading with a few thoughts. This poem is an expression of Israel's disappointment in their monarchy and their hopes for a new king, on whom the Spirit of the Lord shall rest. What do you think this king might be like? How would it feel to have a king like this? The wolf shall lie down with the lamb. What kind of a world does this describe? Can you see it? The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. What might that be like? Does it resemble the world we live in today? Notice what longings may be stirring within you as you listen to the passage read once more.
The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the whole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. the nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
Finally, reflect on this time of prayerful reflection. What has been stirring inside you? How might you share the hope expressed in this poem? Express this to God in your own words. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.